This is Emmanuel Cleaver, representative of Missouri's 5th Congressional District.
All right, Congressman, we're going to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill, which the conference report passed by the House this week, and you voted in favor of it. Tell me about what you think about the Farm Bill, being from one of the more urban areas of Missouri. I'm sure that you have concerns about the nutrition program, but we're going to talk specifically about the farm programs in it, and you understand that as well. So tell me why you decided to vote in favor of the Farm Bill this week.
Well, I was lobbied heavily by Democratic groups, including the Progressive Caucus, to vote against the bill. But because I represent three and a half, almost four rural counties where I have a large number of farms and where I operate with a farmers advisory committee, I believed that in spite of some of the deficiencies, this was the best chance we had of getting a sound farm bill that would address a number of the issues my constituents have been concerned about. After all, it's been 2 years trying to get a bill approved, and we were entertaining a bill that would spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $955 billion over the next 10 years. And I thought that many of the commodity programs were worthy of my vote. It was a tough vote because, as I said, many people in the Progressive Caucus and people in the urban areas were voting against it because of the $8 billion cut in SNAP. And while I don't like the $8 billion cut in SNAP, it is far, far less than the original $40 billion cut. We did create some reform in the sense that we added some requirements to the SNAP program, and we eliminated the direct payments, which has been somewhat controversial over the years. It has been in place for about 20 years, where farmers receive the direct payment, and that actually cost the taxpayers a pretty big chunk of money, about $5 billion. And but many of the farmers, at least in my district and in reality around the country, were saying, okay, you know, maybe it's time for this program to be discontinued. But I had introduced a bill along with other representatives from Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, H.R. 1454, which we were introducing in an attempt to get funds retroactively spent for the disaster that hit our area in 2011. Well, our bill was never brought to a vote, but the components of our bill were placed in the farm bill. So as a result, the emergency assistance for livestock, honeybees and farm-raised fish, will receive about $20 million this year. And for the first time, the livestock disaster program will be retroactive to 2011. So because I had been actively involved in this program, I felt like, you know, if I could get something into the program, into the bill that I really wanted, it made no sense to then turn around and vote against it. Many of the schools in Saline, Lafayette, Ray counties, and Jackson are kids who are on the federal nutrition program, and so we had to be concerned about the SNAP cuts. But the $8.6 billion cut will take place over the next decade, so I felt that that was reasonable, and there were a number of programs that I'm hoping we can get implemented in the district. For example, there is a very, I think, attractive program for a senior farmers market, for a senior farmers market nutrition program, which also would include low-income families. But if we can get seniors in our district to go to farmers, senior farmers markets for their fresh fruit and vegetables at a reduced or subsidized cost, we aren't in any way supposed to oppose that. This is the best bill we were going to get. It's not the best bill that could have been drafted, but it's the best bill we could get. I've been pushing compromise since I went to Congress 10 years ago, and this was an opportunity for me to practice what I preached.
Two other areas of the farm bill that that several congressmen have mentioned were are important to them were the conservation provisions and renewable energy. Renewable energy being a very important in Missouri. Tell me about what you think about those particular titles in the bill.
Well, conservation has been and remains very important to me. And frankly, when you start talking conservation in Washington, you automatically attract some opposition because when you talk about conservation, there are a lot of people who will say, well, you know, this is some kind of democratic program aimed at causing us to not hunt, and you know, we're going to lose fishing rights and so forth. And I think that's an extreme view of the conservation programs that we have had to entertain. And conservation has received a great amount of attention in this farm bill that we've just approved. The areas in which we have the conservation bill comes under something called commodity programs, and included under the commodities component of the program would be conservation compliance, which is something that would be tied to crop insurance, which incidentally we were also able to get, and very important to my farmers in my district. And we were able to create something called the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, which was important. And we are going to put 60% of the available funds in the conservation program into programs related to livestock production. So I think the conservation program was very important component. So I think you asked me about renewable energy. I have an ethanol plant at Malta Bend in my congressional district, and one of the points of debate on this bill centered on renewable energy because there are those who want to cut any kind of subsidy for ethanol, and I've spoken with the people at the plant, and while they are certainly wanting us to the federal government to continue to subsidize ethanol, you know, they think they can make it anyway. Now, under that whole energy component, we have this biomass crop assistance program. I believe that we're going to spend about $25 million a year for the purpose of establishing a dedicated energy crop and collection, harvest, storage, and transportation payments. We are going to spend, I think, about $50 million on a biorefinery, renewable chemical, and bio-based produced manufacturing assistance program. And I'll get that name down a little later. Somebody will come up with a good acronym. And this includes like renewable chemical and bio-based product manufacturing and retrofitting. And it provides, this is called mandatory funding, for loan guarantees. So I think we did reasonably well under the title of energy. Here again, we could have gotten a better deal.
Well, it's pretty much believed that the Senate is also going to pass this, so it looks like we may have a farm bill finally. I'm just curious about what you think about this coming year for Congress. Since last year it was basically a year of inaction, didn't get a whole lot done. Are you hoping to get more done this year?
Well, you know, I told a reporter in Washington earlier this week that at the point where I no longer have hope, that is the time that I will announce my retirement. Now, having said that, you know, there's only one human being on planet Earth who can bring issues to the vote. Arguably, the Speaker of the House has more power than the President. And most people, or many people, don't really understand that nothing can get voted on unless the Speaker of the House decides to put it on the agenda. I believe, and I've said this often, and even he has heard it, that John Boehner is a good and decent man who wants to make the trains run, and he wants them to run on time. Unfortunately, he's had a difficult time controlling his caucus, at least the Tea Party wing of his caucus. But as you know, in the last couple of weeks, he's been making very, very strong statements about not continuing to allow them to have the influence they've had. So I think that that at least gives most of us hope that we can get some important things done. Hopefully we can get a transportation bill. We need it desperately in Missouri's 5th District. And when you talk about jobs, a transportation bill historically creates more jobs than any other federal spending. So I'm hoping that the Speaker will allow some kind of a transportation bill to hit the docket.
What about immigration? He has made, you know, some movement there. It seems like he is interested in getting an immigration bill through the House. What do you think about that?
I support Speaker Boehner's goal, stated goal of getting an immigration bill approved this year. There are some landmines there for him, and that is that those in his caucus who simply believe that we need to put a halt to the problems of illegal immigrants coming across the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California lines, and so he's got to try to walk between the raindrops, getting an immigration bill without creating any possibility that it could be interpreted as some kind of a bill that's granting amnesty, because an element in his caucus or the Republican conference will not vote for anything if it looks like amnesty. The good news is that I think the Speaker wants a bill. The business leadership of the country wants an immigration bill. And if it comes to the floor, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to pass by 25 or 30 votes if it comes to the floor.
And that's also an important issue for agriculture.
Yes, we have two problems that I think could do enormous damage to our economy. Right now, California is experiencing a very, very serious drought, and they produce a large amount of the world's fruits and vegetables. problem right there off the bat. Now, secondly, in other parts of the country, if we don't have the men and women who can harvest the crops, we're going to see crops in the Midwest and in other areas dying in the fields and on trees. So it's important for us to have an immigration bill for some, for many economic reasons. I think we ought to have one because many of the people in this country are here illegally by no fault of their own. And many of them are children who wake up each morning in fear of either having their parents deported or having the entire family deported. And many of them know nothing but the United States of America as a place called home. So we can't allow our broken immigration system to continue. We've got to do something. We need to do it quickly. And I'm going to support Speaker Boehner as much as anybody in Congress, and maybe more than many of his people in his own party.
Well, Congressman, I know you have things to do, so I'll wrap this up. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, the San Diego Chargers did cheat the Chiefs out of the last game of the season. And I think it's important for everybody to know that.